The district has started the planning process for the 2020-2021 school year. Amazing. 2020-2021. It's just, wow, how the years fly by. The formal planning process is taking a different approach this year, thanks to the help of district volunteers that form multiple advisory committees. Now, each of these advisory committees will look at various aspects of instruction and operation and in developing our plan and contingency plans for our students and staff should we have to go back because of a resurgence of the COVID-19 virus in our community. The advisory committees will report back to the big main committee, which is the Select Vision Team, which is comprised of teachers, staff, parents, and community leaders, as well as principals and district leaders. This team will complete and present a final plan to the Board of Education in July. Now, there was a tentative timeline that was recently presented to the Board of Education detailing the plans for this process and how each date will have specific things accomplished. Again, it was a tentative timeline where we were at, but again, kind of setting out those dates on where we should be at in getting this process done. A little longer in planning this time than we had during spring break when the governor closed down the schools and we only had 1 week to actually turn around and come up with our continuous learning plan for the last 9 weeks of school. So we have a little bit more time in planning and a lot more people involved to help us with this planning process. There's three different things that we're looking at. Remote, which kind of what we did the last 9 weeks. On-site, which is what we normally do in normal operations, and then a hybrid, which is kind of a combination of virtual learning as well as on-site learning and how that kind of will work out. So looking at all those aspects, and again, we'll be providing that plan in July to the board for approval. We really would like to thank everyone that is getting involved in this process and providing valuable input to the district on how we'll be moving forward for the 2020-2021 school year. For this and more information from the school district, you can go to the school district website by going to www.gckschools.com.